airlines face severe jet fuel shortages and rising costs amid Strait of Hormuz disruption. Airlines are confronting a major jet fuel crisis as global supply disruptions drive prices to unprecedented levels, threatening widespread travel chaos. The surge stems from the ongoing war in Iran, which has effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, a vital corridor that moves about 20% of the world's crude oil, refined products, and liquefied natural gas. With the strait blocked to most shipping, jet fuel prices in the United States have spiked sharply, reaching $4.57 a gallon on the 27th of March, up from roughly $2.50 before the first strikes on Iran. Fuel is the second largest operating expense for airlines, typically 20 to 25% of total costs, and the sudden jump is forcing carriers to take drastic measures. United Airlines has already cut 5% of planned flights, trimming off peak routes and reducing capacity at Chicago O'Hare, while keeping Tel Aviv and Dubai routes suspended. CEO Scott Kirby warned that United's annual fuel bill could rise by $11 billion if oil remains above $100 per barrel, with the risk of even higher costs if prices approach $175. Delta Airlines reports its March fuel bill rose by about $400 million, and CEO Ed Bastian said the airline has imposed two fare increases in 2 weeks to offset the spike. American Airlines expect similar first-quarter cost impacts of roughly $400 million. Analysts estimate ticket prices could rise as much as 20% over the next 2 years if high fuel prices persist. The crisis is global. Air France KLM is raising long-haul economy fares by roughly $57 per round trip, SAS plans to cancel 1,000 April flights, and Finnair has warned that jet fuel supplies could run out entirely if the disruption in Hormuz continues. The airline industry had been forecasting record profits of $41 billion in 2026, but the fuel shock now threatens those expectations. Carriers are balancing whether to cut flights, raise fares, or absorb soaring costs, as the impact of the supply squeeze deepens heading into the critical summer travel season.